afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm staying warm. How about you?
I am too. Every time I look outside, and I see it's a little bit, so we got about 2 inches of snow, and it's getting cold. It's going to get really cold, I think, tomorrow night. But not bad compared to Lisa. The answer's phone for something, Wisconsin. It's 50 below up here this morning. And my cousin, New York, says it's going to be 45 below up here tonight. So I think zero is not too bad for us.
No, I'm not going to complain because I'm only going as low as 40.
As low as 40.
And
on the day.
Evening temperatures, the low is 10, so I will be thinking of everyone. And please make sure you stay warm and keep your animals
Absolutely.
Warm and safe, too. So,
Absolutely.
But I think most of our listeners are that group of people who actually do go the extra mile for their animals and so forth. So,
always grain the cattle a little heavier in this kind of weather because grain keeps your body heat up, and I get a little bit of grain. Of course, a lot of hay and plenty of fresh water. So, yeah, you look after animals. I don't care what they are. You take care of them.
Yes, yes. And I am pleased, Butch, to have Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com joining us today. And I do encourage the listeners to go to that site, USAWatchdog.com, and you'll find some incredible interviews with Greg and his guests. So I'm looking forward to that. So I better get on to the market reports before he joins us at 4:07:31. Anyway, we've got gold today, another nice day in gold pricing. And so we have gold right now in the New York spot price after market up 8. Come on, computer. Up $8.60 at $1,312. You
right.
have silver up 9 cents, $15.91, almost that $16 level, which is another important level. Platinum was up $3 at $818, and palladium was up 11 at $1,351. The USDX today is trading stronger too, so it's interesting to see, you know, a little bit of strength in the dollar and gold performing so well. The USDX was up 0.13 at 95.83, with crude oil up 1.16 at 53.15. And the paper markets today, let's go ahead and get to the paper markets. I was reading about the Woodbridge Group is ordered to pay $1 billion for a Ponzi scheme that victimized seniors. We'll have to go into that a little bit tomorrow. I doubt we'll have a chance to do it with Greg being on the program today. But the Dow was up 51 points today at 24,579. The NASDAQ was down 57 at 7,028. The S&P down 3, 2,640. 10-year yield, 2.71. That was weaker by 0.03. And, you know, pretty much same old as when it comes to these markets. But, you know, I found interesting, Butch, as we wait for Greg Hunter here. Lindsey Graham, I'm not a fan of Lindsey Graham. How he keeps getting elected, I don't know. But I'm not a fan of his. And he is Trump's confidant, one of them. And he is trying to float the idea of tying the border wall money to the critical debt ceiling increase.
Okay.
So now, you don't talk about taking the country hostage. I mean, that could have all kinds of nasty, nasty repercussions coming from that if... You know, the Democrats say no way, and now they've got this tied to the debt ceiling, and I mean, all kinds of things. I mean, those are pretty high stakes for a standoff over an issue that could really wreak a little bit of havoc on the U.S. and global economy. So it's just an interesting, but you know, you see Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, you know, he's part of the swamp.
Yes, he is.
And he you know, is pushing, and that could create credit downgrades. It could create defaults, and so it's interesting that they're willing to go that far for the wall.
What do you think would be the worst, a national emergency or the debt? I mean, I wonder, either one is very, very dangerous.
holding the debt ceiling hostage versus, you know, calling for an emergency. I mean, with the emergency state of the emergency, they would just get the money for the wall. Something else when you're dealing with, you know, the debt ceiling.
Well, the reason I was thinking about it, both of them set a bad precedent. If the national emergency for the wall, what would the next president do for whatever he wants, or whatever? What's going to happen then?
Exactly.
Democrat, Republican. If Trump used it, why can't Democrats use it?
Well, others have used it, but it does set a bad precedent. But I think that was interesting to see them trying to tie the debt ceiling to the wall money. So very dangerous game that they're playing, and. We have someone on the line that knows all about dangerous games, right, Greg? We have Greg Hunter joining us from USAWatch.com.
I know that much. I'm just
Hello, Greg.
A guy from Missouri. That's it. I work for a couple of networks and some TV stations reporting on stuff, so that's about it. Although I don't think if he gets the wall, they must need massive flood of people in. That's what's going on, I think. And the reason why do they need a bunch of massive people in? What did they just discover in Texas? 98,000, this is what they know of, 96,000, 98,000 illegal aliens registered to vote. At least 58,000 voted.
Yep, that's true.
This was in the old Beto, I can't believe they're going to run him as a presidential contender. They couldn't cheat him in Texas. So I don't understand that. I don't understand why they'd run Hillary again. They couldn't. They had to cheat her to beat a 70-something-year-old communist, which that's what really Bernie Sanders really is, a communist.
So, absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
So I think they're fearful of what's going on in the background that you're not hearing about. Of course, you never hear that from the mainstream media. I mean, they're too used to. I mean, Good Morning America has this 11-year-old. This is what they think is news, right? This 11-year-old bar entertainer, little boy dressed up as a girl.
Yes.
In a bar with men.
Yes.
Now listen, I'm not a homophobic, but listen, if I was in a heterosexual bar, I don't want to see an 11-year-old girl dancing on the bar with heavy makeup. I'm sorry, I don't want to see that.
Nope.
I mean, I'm like, get her out of here. What are you doing?
Yep.
Understand what I'm saying?
Certainly
wouldn't that be
do.
Child abuse? Wouldn't that
I mean,
be
I'm
child
married,
abuse?
So I don't do that. I don't even go to bars anymore. When I was younger, I'd be like, "What? 11? Get out of here! What? Are you nuts?" So you got this 11-year-old boy with big long eyelashes, wearing dresses and high heels, entertaining men. Oh, what could go wrong? He's celebrating his LGBTQ. Really? I think he's drugged. And then NBC, they not to be outdone by Good Morning America, they got to have him on, too, with his handlers. The kid looks, to me, of course, I'm not a doctor, he looks drugged. I'm thinking, why am I starting out that way? Because that's where we are with the media. They don't understand that, excuse me, what, you got an 11-year-old in a bar with men where they're drinking? Wow, what could go wrong?
They were bringing this little boy interviewing. They thought this was a good thing or a bad thing.
Good Morning America.
Yes,
and
Good Morning America.
NBC.
Yes.
And also NBC, the Today Show.
Yes, they did. They had him on there. Along with other drag queens.
He's gay. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're entertaining men where they're drinking. You're underaged. And you're dancing around in high heels in a dress. And you're 11. Really?
Greg, where are the parents?
Nobody understands what's wrong with that.
Well, where are the parents?
What if you had a bar full of heterosexual men or at a strip club, which, again, I'm not for this, but what if you had an 11-year-old girl at a strip club which is predominantly catering to heterosexual men? I think they're... Most of the guys would go, this is creepy as hell.
Yes.
I mean, the cops would be sent in. Whoa, you got an 11-year-old dancing around on stage in her panties? Excuse me. You're under arrest. How is this being heralded as some fantastic thing for a little gay boy, if he is gay? I'd want a blood test right now. See, I would have gotten fired that day. I'd have gotten fired in Good Morning America. I'd have pitched a stink fit about it. That's why I'm not there. couldn't have me there. How's that Good Morning America for 5.5 years? How's that CNN for 2 years when they were the most trusted? Remember James Earl Jones? I think they paid him $1 million for this, the most trusted name in news. Are they doing that anymore?
I don't know what they're doing anymore.
Well, I mean, they can't even tell the truth about getting tipped off by the FBI. It was just good reporting. Come on, give me a break. I used to do that. Give me a break. You can't even tell the truth about what you're doing. You know, Roger Stern says they sent more people after me than they did with El Chapo and Bin Laden. Oh, that's not true. This is from the people that can't tell you how in the hell they got that lead where they were standing and setting up an hour ahead of time. I got news for you. Do you know what that took? That they didn't just show up. I mean, not with the networks. You got to put in and put in a request, and then you got to budget this for this. You got airfare. You got hotel room. They sent somebody down from Washington, so this was a plan. He wasn't just down there and just ran over there like the tip the guy at the airport got. You know, some reporter got in Phoenix at Sky Harbor where former President Bill Clinton was meeting Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. Okay, that was a tip. That was a local reporter. This is a guy out of Washington. Really? You can't even tell the truth about that. So why would I, why would I believe anything you have to say?
Where does Stone live?
I believe the reporter lives in Washington.
Where does Stone
live? That's what was reported. No. Stone, I don't know where Stone, Florida. Okay. He was flown to Florida. I think Stone lived in Florida.
Okay.
But the reporter was from Washington, D.C.
D.C.
That's what I have heard. That's what was reported. So how could he be on a plane and have the crew set up an hour ahead of time without there being a plane? It was a tip from somebody. Who? And, of course, they say the reason why they did all that is so they could, scare other people. Well, okay. That's one school of thought. Another school of thought is to make Mueller look like the out-of-control crazy guy that he is. I mean, all these people committed, they're talking about Roger Stone committing perjury in front of Congress. Really? Didn't James Clapper do that? Didn't Hillary Clinton do that? Yep. Didn't John Brennan do that when he said he didn't spy on the Senate? Didn't James Clapper do that and say, there was no bulk collection? Didn't Hillary Clinton do that over and over again? Didn't she do that too?
They all did. They all do.
So you're going to go after Roger Stone for inflating his resume some? Really?
I can't figure out that connection.
What I'm talking about is what is considered the news. Now, those are just two stories that came out in the last week or so that the networks spent time and money and airtime and breath on. The little boy that's a transgender, supposedly, I don't know if you're 11 years old, you know what the hell you are, entertaining men in bars, that they don't think there's anything wrong with that. Really? Okay. Okay. And then the Roger Stone thing, which is Gestapo-ish. I mean, it's cartoonish. I heard Joe DeGeneva, former federal prosecutor in Washington, famed Joe DeGeneva. He says, they could have just called him up and said, we need you to come down to the FBI office, wherever, he was, or we're going to send a couple agents out to your house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday or Friday or whatever. We're going to send them out. You're going to go with us. We're going to charge you. Okay. They could have done the same thing to Paul Manafort. I mean, does anybody think Roger Stone was going to get in a shootout with the FBI? Does anybody think Paul Manafort was going to get in a shootout with the FBI?
Even
seriously,
Cohen.
That's a cartoon.
Yep.
And that's the news that we're being... it's not the news. It's the propaganda. At least CNN has the temerity to no longer call themselves the most trusted name in news. I think they're the most untrusted name in propaganda, though. And they better not hope somebody buys them out and hires me to be the news director for a year, because there are going to be people fired. I would be on a firing
stampede. Yeah, but what's amazing, though, is how they're able to continue. It's just...
Well, because, I'll tell you why they're able to continue, because they're able to package up all this crap and sell you a package, right? And, you know, you're starting to see a la carte. A friend of mine brought this up 10 years ago. You know, they ought to have, you know, stuff a la carte. Well, what do you think Roku is? What do you think Netflix is? What do you think Sling TV is? Now, what happens when you can go get something from Netflix on your internet? And you got high speed up and download speeds of 1,000, you know, 1,000 Mbps, middle bytes per second up, and 1,000 down. You're seeing the death knell ring for these people. You just saw 1,000 layoffs last week between BuzzFeed and USA Today, which I've been predicting because they are run by the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not worried about telling you the news. They're worried about thought shaping. They're worried about propaganda. And, you know, people are going to run from that someday. They're already running from it. That's why they're laying off all these people. They're laying off people not because they're getting tons of clicks and tons of views and tons of reads and selling tons of paper. They still sell newspapers at USA Today. They're not laying off people because they're flush. And this is, what, 4 months after a major midterm, the biggest midterm ever? You don't have any money? What, really? They lie about their polls. They can't even say whether they got a tip from the FBI. Now listen, somebody says you got a tip from the FBI, yes, we did. We were tipped off by one of our sources at the FBI. And I'm not going to give you our source, but we were tipped off. That's why we're there ahead of time. Instead, oh no, it's just good reporting. That's total BS. I mean, nobody believes that. I mean, what?
I know, I agree.
I mean, I used to do this for a living. Now I run my own website, and I'm competing, which they hate. They don't, you know, TV, the cost of TV, I mean, you think about this, Melody. The cost of TV, if I had to do an interview at CNN, and I'll talk about anything you want after this, okay? I had a producer, her salary was $150,000 a year, okay? Mm-hmm. I'd like to go interview whoever, Chris Martinson in California, okay? That's who I got on tomorrow, Chris Martinson. I think I told you it was somebody else, but it's Chris Martinson. I interviewed him, and I would have to have the director in the control room. We'd have to have the sound engineer in there. There'd have to be a floor director. The cameras, I think, were robotic even back then. But you still have to have somebody turn the lights on and, you know, push a few things around. Then you have my producer. And then you'd have an editor after this was done, because they wouldn't, you know, somebody had to edit and process it. And then you'd have a video operator. There wasn't a tape, but still it was, you know, digital. But somebody had to make sure that came in correctly. And then you had to buy time on the bird. Now they're even using Skype. And then you'd have to set up a camera on the other end. This is back when I was there in 2008. You'd have to hire a crew. Can you imagine how expensive that is compared to what I'm doing?
Yeah. But you know what, Greg? We're heading into a break, and the general populace has no idea of how they're being played. And so, you know, the saga continues, and you get propaganda from both sides, from everyone. And it's, where is it going to stop? Where is it leading? But right now, we're leading into a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after a few short.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm here with my co-host Butch Paul, and our guest today is Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. And heading into the break, we were talking about the media, the propaganda, how they get away with it. How do they get away with it? Because is it just because the general populace has no idea what's going on?
Well, no, I think they do. I mean, CNN, some of them do. And I'll tell you why I say this, because CNN is in last place. I don't think they have a single show in the top 10. I'm pretty sure, I'm not for sure 100%, but I don't think they have a show in the top 20 in cable. I don't think they have a show in the top 10 for sure. Anderson Cooper makes, what, $8, $9, $10 million a year to lose every quarter in, quarter out. Who was an intern at the CIA for two different summers. I'm telling you that, BuzzFeed, I mean, there is the economic laws of producing content that nobody wants to watch. And if nobody wants to watch it, you can't sell it. And if you can't sell it, you can't pay your staff. And if you can't pay your staff, layoffs, right?
Yep.
I mean, people know the truth when they hear it. And so why are they laying off people at USA Today, BuzzFeed, Yahoo, and these other, was it Yahoo, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed? Why? Because they're getting tons of advertising, and they're getting tons of clicks and views and reads and shares? No. No. No, my stuff is restricted on YouTube. My stuff is restricted on Facebook. You know, I am restricted. Why? I am not fake news. I'm a former mainline investigative reporter that worked for two networks. I know how to source a story. Why? Yeah. I don't engage in crazy time. I don't report on Q. I think Q's real, but I'm not. But there's been imposters, and I don't want to mislead people. So there. So that's why people say you don't report on Q. Well, because I don't like to do anonymous sources.
Yeah.
You know, I have Dave Janda on, and he has sources that have to remain anonymous, but I've been looped in on some emails. I know who some of them are, and they're good, and he takes responsibility. Q is not, there's nobody there you can look at.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're the Q dude. You're George, Smith or John Doe or whoever you are. No, no. You know, Dave Janda is Dave Janda, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. It's what's happening in the news business is these guys are getting creamed. And their people are not buying the propaganda. That's why they're laying off people. Did you see Breitbart laying off tons of people? How about InfoWars? Are they laying off tons of people? I know they have their problems. How about, how about Drudge? Drudge laying off tons of people? How about USA Watchdog? Are we shutting down? How about Zero Hedge? Are they shutting down? No, they got bought. Why would they get bought?
Who bought them?
Somebody bought them. I don't know who. It was an investor group, I think, bought them. Somebody said it was ABC News, but I don't hardly believe that. But they were bought. Why? Because they're valuable. Because they're valuable. So, I mean, it's, the corporate news business, I mean, this idea, Jeff Flake, where'd he get a job? Do you think Jeff Flake, the congressman from Arizona, the I hate Donald Trump, the never Trumper, do you think he's a journalist? He got bought at CBS. These people keep making the same mistakes. I mean, they're not, it's not the 60s anymore, CBS. Walter Cronkite, Egon, Edward R. Murrow, forget it. This ain't the 70s either. And they're hiring Jeff Flake to work at CBS News. Why?
Oh, well, that's what all these politicians do, though. That's what they all do. They leave
it'll make Trump
politics.
Look bad. You think that's a fair, unbiased person is going to give you a fair arbiter of the truth? I mean, this is CBS. I mean, who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? Right? I mean, who is CBS kidding by hiring him? Oh, you're journalism with a big J. No, you're not.
Yeah. None of them
No,
are.
You're not.
None of the politicians are. That's where they'll go, because that's where they get paid the most. But...
Well, it's the same thing for people, politicians that work at, I mean, they got a bunch of them on the morning show. They got them at Fox. They got former,
Fox.
You know, they got the PR, the former White House press secretary or deputy, what's her name, the blonde-haired woman. She's there. She's a pretty much a never-Trumper to me. They're not fair arbiters of the truth. See, my dad was a machinist, and I went to a state school. I don't have a pedigree. And I'm not a Republican. Although I probably lean right. But I'm Christian.
That's what we
but
are
anyway,
first,
that's,
aren't
that's
we,
what the
Butch?
Information business is why so many people are so...
Absolutely.
Are going to be so caught flat-footed with this. And even my family, they know what I do, and they know what I've done, and they know what I've worked with. They think I'm crazy. They think, what? Huh? Well, this is all fixed. No, we're doing great. We want to see the Panthers this weekend. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to watch, which I won't watch, because I think they're Marxist, godless Marxist, and Goodall is a complete chiseling weasel. And the whole social justice, you know, the NFL, they're worried about, you know, they're going to take an entertainment venue, and they're going to push their social justice political policies. Really? I don't want to hear your political policies. I want to see guys run into each other and catch football. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for thought shaping. Why? Here's another question. Why do celebrities think that I care what they say? Why do celebrities think, like George Clooney, why do they say he's an actor? You memorize some lines in front of a camera, and you're pretty. Why do you think that you should tell me how to live?
I don't know. They hardly anything they say when it does come out of their mouth is intelligent. I know.
Why do I have to hear your political views? Just entertain me, you little monkey, you little chimp, Georgie. You get on the little organ and make the weasel pop up, and I'll laugh, okay? And then you'll get your $2. Right? I'm talking about
Good point. Good point.
Yep.
Well, I don't care what he says. And these guys, they're so stupid. Either they're stupid or they don't care. They're pushing Marxism. They're pushing atheism. That's what they're pushing.
Absolutely.
You've got to be an atheist to be a Marxist. Look at Bill Mark. I'll tell you another person that I'm very disappointed in, and she's going to have a hard time selling her next book, and that's Ann Coulter. Now, let me get this straight, Ann. You're a stupid little girl. And that's what she said. That's her quote. And so you had to book yourself on Bill Maher, the atheist, ultra-left-wing Marxist, and you had to go on there and trash Trump and tell everybody that you're a stupid little girl. And you're going to be used as a tool of the left. Yeah, Ann, you are a stupid little girl. I agree with you. She's going to have a hard time selling her next book.
Did you see any interviews with Chris Christie yet?
No, I saw him out there raising, you know, him, you know, doing something, throwing his hands up in the air, Fat Boy Slim there, with a Hannity. What's his deal? Let me know. Tell me.
Oh, he just, you know, wrote a book talking about, you know, his, as he's analyzing Trump and what went around during the election and so forth and how Trump should be handled and so forth. An inside view, his view of... things that
oh, really?
Happened.
A guy that failed his bid for presidency. Yeah. I'm supposed to listen to him. The guy that shut down the George Washington Bridge. Oh, I'm sorry. He says he didn't do that. Over some political thing where some woman died on it?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. He didn't do that. Okay, yeah, right. Sorry, yeah, okay. I'm just telling you, is that the team of Vipers? Is that his book?
Yeah, I think. Well, it's him. No, that was Sims. That's somebody else. That's Cliff Sims, Team of Vipers. That's his when he was Trump's confidant, advisor. He was special assistant to Trump in his 500 days in the White House.
Yeah, well, he's just a money-grubbing weasel. You know, you're for you. You're not for the we the people. You're not for the republic. You're for you.
Well, they all
you're
do
for
it.
You.
Yep.
And so, not all of them. I will say one thing for the Bush administration. Do you know how many people wrote nasty books about 43 and 41? How many people came out and wrote nasty books about them? I don't know of too many, if any. I will say, I mean, right? I mean, Stephanopoulos had to come out with his book. He's anchor now. Anchor. You know, Stephanopoulos was hitting me up in 2004 to give money to the Clinton Foundation at a dinner in Washington, you know, the Fraud Foundation, which is another big story they're missing. Hey, y'all, you're missing a big story. The Clinton Foundation is a fraud, is a global fraud. The Clinton Global Initiative, also a global fraud, because they never filled out the paperwork to make the Clinton Library, which is what they the original charity was for. They never filled out the paperwork to collect money other than a library in Little Rock. That's a fact. That's not a story. And they still cannot put out of their mouth Hillary Clinton played for the dossier where they filed for phony FISA applications to spy on Trump. They can't say that. They can't say it. But this Jim Acosta, I mean, the Roger Stone thing is huge news.
Can y'all hear me, Melody?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Greg, I'm going to make a comment here, and I'd like to hear more about that. I think you had an interview with John Williams?
Yes.
I'd like to hear about that, but I'm going to make a comment here, and I want you to comment on this, because I think this is really a statement that shows you maybe where we are in this country. There's a website called AirTasker. They did a kind of like a survey among 18 to 24-year-olds. Now, I'm not making this up. It's right in front of me here. 84% of people 18, 24 years old don't know how to change a light bulb.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yet they're going to run the economy.
I'm not sure. I believe that.
Well, I know. I just shared what the article said here. But 75% of them couldn't defrost a freezer in the kitchen, and 6-7% lack the confidence to even put up a shelf. Now, I'm not making this is all in the survey. I'm not sure it's true or not. But if they're like Cortez, I wouldn't doubt it.
So. Well, I got to tell you, I know a bunch of my friends' kids that don't know how to change oil. They've never held a wrench. I had one of them said, "Hey, I got a complete set of tools. I've got an old Corvette. And I got a complete set of tools. I'm working on my Corvette. How do I change my oil?" I thought, "Oh, good for you. Good."
Well, they came down the road to your phone. They came down the road to your phone. Now that's not made up. That's for real.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this is scary. This is our future. Wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to share that.
Well, that's it. The bigger question is how is that we are really being sidetracked by all this crazy stuff. And what's really happening is that we've got a huge game going on in the background. I mean, you saw the John Williams interview, and most people don't really understand that how screwed up we are. And this is screwed up since 08 and 09. We didn't let – I'm gonna sum up to you real simple. Okay, the people that panicked in 08 and 09 when the markets melted down were the rich people. And, you know, they stole their money fair and square, darn it, and I won it. And we transferred that money by the Fed bailing out their buddies. And then buying, remember this, up in 2011 and 12, they were buying $40 billion a month from the banks off their balance sheets. That's how their balance sheet got so big. $40 billion a month. Wait for it. Remember? It was called toxic assets. Remember that?
Yep, I certainly do.
The Congress on both sides of the aisle wouldn't ask, hey, who's getting that $40 billion a month? At the same time, they were fighting an annual $85 billion sequester. Now, $40 billion a month times 12, that's almost $500 billion, not a question from either side of the aisle. Who's getting that money? Why are we doing this? But $85 billion, they'll go to the mat for. So, you know, they bailed these guys out in 08 and 09, which is what they didn't allow these people to take a loss. Oh, everything was going to melt down. Yes, their world would have melted down. But the The farm ground would have been there. The factories would have been there. There's demand for milk and sugar and bread and eggs and oil and cars and tires and maybe cars, maybe put off some. But that would all come back. But yet, no. Oh, no. No. We're going to QE1, QE2, Operation Quest. Twist, and then we have QE3. I think we did.
Yep.
You know, we had all the money printing for who the wealthy, and how much did their assets gain? They gained $175 billion in net worth. And people know they're getting squeezed, and this is what the yellow vesting is all about. And this is, and they're, you know, they're wanting to maintain the central bank model. Now the ECB is thinking about continuing to buy bonds because they can't. I had Chris Martins on. He says, "Listen, this is how crazy it is. Okay, they cannot stop doing what they're doing." The Fed is going to stop. It looks like the Fed is going to stop raising rates. They're not going to raise rates. And John Williams says, listen, if they raise rates, the market crashes. If they lower rates, the market crashes. Either way, they're screwed because of how they bailed everybody out. They didn't wash out. They didn't wash out the debt. We're in a bad situation because we went from $165 billion in debt that was never going to be paid off back then to roughly $250 trillion in debt. Now, that is for sure never going to be paid off now. So now the ECB can't. They were just going to stop buying debt, buying bonds. Otherwise, if they did stop buying it, the whole thing was going to crash. Now the ECB is saying, well, maybe we're going to just keep buying stuff. They're going to keep doing it until it blows. And this is why people should be freaked out. And I said this in the interview. I told Chris Martins, I said, people think I'm crazy. They think I'm nuts. My family thinks I'm nuts. Because I wouldn't know how to. I worked for five TV stations. I worked for two networks as an investigative reporter. I did nothing but work for lawyers. But for somehow, they think that I don't know how to source a story. They think I'm nuts. Okay. All right. Whatever. Okay. Fine. And Martinson says, yes, I know. When we have this conference coming up, that's at the end of April. It's Peak Prosperity. Martinson, peakprosperity.com. He says, you know, we have the same thing that happens. The same phenomenon that people come, and one of the things they say is everybody thinks I'm nuts, and I come here and go, oh, I'm not nuts. And so we have very wealthy people coming here. Yeah, if you talk to Egon von Graertz, who vaults gold over in Switzerland and also, I think, in Singapore, secret vaults he's got, and in his people are saying the same thing. We don't care whether gold is, you know, 900 or 1900. We don't care. We know how this ends. They don't care. We know how this ends. I do think that a lot of wealthy people are thinking they're so pompous that they're individual central banks, and now they all work in concert, and they've been doing so for many years. They're thinking,
hey, Greg,
they can keep it. Go ahead.
I hear the music. We're heading into a break, so please hold that thought. Finish it when we get back in just a few minutes. Thank you, Greg.
Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We have Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you get to the website, support the website, listen to the great interviews that he has. And Greg, heading into the break, we're talking about, all this debt, and people, think we're crazy when we're talking about this. People see and they're being told what a great economy we have. Everybody is busy, busy, busy. And everyone's ignoring the 2x4 that's floating through the air.
Well, listen, if it wasn't for Trump, we would have been in a full-blown depression the week after Hillary won. Everybody would have sold everything.
Yeah, but
the
isn't
whole thing
it coming
imploded,
anyway?
Which I think was their plan.
But isn't it coming anyway?
Well, yes, but what Trump did was some pretty important things, and I want to. This is what the trade war is all about. This is what the border thing is all about. She wouldn't have closed the border. We'd have flooded the country. We'd have been a country no more. This is what the trade deals are about. This is what Trump's not doing anything. Oh, yes, he is, and you don't know what he's doing in the background. This is what he's got the military building that wall down there because they need to flood the zone. I think that's obvious. They have to do that, and I think they're going to crack down big time in 2020 on the voter fraud. Then now, boom, the president of Starbucks, who's a liberal, who's a middle-of-the-road liberal, he doesn't believe in the 70% tax. He thinks this is crazy time. He'll get a lot of Democrats voting for him. Well, that's going to split the party. They're going crazy. Anyway, the long and short of it is, and he's going to run as an independent. He has enough money to do so. So he's going to, what did Trump spend, $85 million? I mean, he ran as a Republican, and he got helped out by the Republican Party, but not at first. He still spent a lot of his own money. If you look at what he did with the repatriation of capital, that he is making these trade deals, he's making it harder to do business overseas and import stuff back in. He closed the door to China, and this is what people don't realize, the USMCA. Oh, well, he closed the door to China by setting up shell companies up in Canada and Mexico and using NAFTA to flood us with no tariff. So that ended. That got stopped. That's why China's so pissed. He also did something else that was very, very important. And most people don't understand the huge win he pulled off, because normally you'd see the Sierra Club and all these tree huggers. I believe in environmental stuff. I don't believe we should pollute our water and air or whatever. But what he did was open up drilling in Anwar. Holy cow, he did that. He opened up all kinds of other drilling, cut all kinds of regulation. Hey, he put a floor under the economy. I mean, it's hard to have a dollar worth nothing if you're if not the world's biggest producer of oil. Now, isn't that right? So that's what Trump's been doing. Has he been propping the market up? You bet he has. That's what I would do. I mean, he walked into office with $20 trillion from Obama. Oh, surprise! They had built up between 98 and 2015 another $21 trillion, so it's $41 trillion. So you walk into office the day you put your hand on the Bible, is your $41 trillion that you know of behind the eight ball, not to mention any of the commitments. So what's another couple of trillion dollars in debt? Mm-hmm. Think about this. And you can't just fix the economy. You got to kill the fraud.
Yep.
You've got to get rid of the fraudsters that got us here. And this has been going on since Lee Kennedy. And if anybody believes that Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy, then okay, that great. You want to convince me of that? I want a completely unredacted Warren Commission report, which I think would be enough information to say, oh my gosh, what? Because it's just a guy with a gun, right? It's just one guy, one crazy dude with a gun, right?
Supposedly, yep. That's what
right?
they tell us.
And then I want all the autopsy photos, all of them. You didn't lose them, all of them. I want all of them. And then you can convince me that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald that did that, which was almost impossible by the best snipers that tried to pull that off but couldn't do it with a bolt-action Italian $40 rifle with a four-power scope. So, so this is some ingrained, crazy stuff that we have in the country. I mean, it is, you know, Donald Trump is going against Republicans, Democrats, deep state, foreign, our foreign spy agencies work to try to dunk him. You understand that, right? HGC, HQGC, or GCHQ, the MI6, MI5, they were using espionage to destroy Donald Trump. You do realize foreign spy agencies were doing that, right?
Of course.
Greg, how about the Mueller probe? What's that going to prove here pretty soon? They haven't really found anything yet.
Matt Whitaker is saying it's going to end, but I wanted to tell you that people tell me that I'm crazy. My family, they won't talk to me about it. They won't mention. They won't ask me how my business is doing, even though it's up and people are, you know, we're 211,000 subscribers, and I mean it's not that much, but it's not failing. Okay, I'm not laying off my, you know, my spouse. I'm not Mr. Big Pants either, but you know, I do a lot of, you know, I mean, I'm everything. I'm the, you know, people, why don't you hire some, because it costs money and I don't, you know, have money to hire people. But you know, I'm the tech guy, I'm the writer, I'm the editor, I'm the interviewer, I'm the director, I'm everything, right? I'm the guy that takes out the trash. But that's what the networks have to compete against. They have to compete against somebody like me. And so, you know, I'll do stuff that, you know, you can't get 25 people to do at CNN. And so, anyway, I've been telling people I'm crazy, but you know what? I'm not the only one thinking this way, because I've had an inordinate amount of people that have been asking me for gold and silver. I've had people, I just had some, I used to be once, a couple times a month, maybe once a month. Now it's probably no less than one or two times a week. Hey, do you know where I can buy gold? You know, I'm thinking about getting rid of my IRA. I had a lady just do this thing. I told you about her on the phone the other day. And so I decided to put on this interview, I'm not going to do every interview, I put your number and your name, Melody, talk to Melody. You know, I said, you're sponsoring this segment and talk to you. Here's your phone number. You know, so I think more and more people know there's something wrong. I even talked to Peak Prosperity, Chris Martinson, about that. And he says, yes, people do know there's something wrong. They're not quite sure, but they know it's not what they're being told. I said, that's why you're probably getting an increased amount of people that are telling you. I mean, just on the numbers, I mean, the numbers are, we know of 43 trillion. I mean, it's 22 trillion in the deficit and another 21 trillion that they've made a national security issue. So they basically confirmed that's real, because they wouldn't make something unreal a national security issue, would they?
I wouldn't think.
They did. FASB, Rule 56, you can look it up yourself. Not FASB, FASB, that's the Financial Accounting Standard Boards. That's for, you know, public companies. The FASB is for government. And they made a rule saying they can make anything they want national security because of this $21 trillion. So they basically verified it's a real deal, because it's a national security issue, isn't it?
Seems like everything is a national security issue lately.
Well, yeah. So, we're back to the laws, the economic laws of nature. And at some point, you know, you can only, you know, if you have cancer and you get allotted, man, you don't care if you got cancer. But at some point, the allotted doesn't cure the cancer. It just covers it up until it can't anymore. And we've been on the allotted economy. Everything's cool, we're good, don't worry, nothing here. Yeah, it's quantitative easing for money printing. And so it's, you know, I think we're running out of runway. And I've said this for a few years, and nobody could figure out how the heck they did this. Right ahead, Rob Kirby on, he says, you know, everybody tried to, they fooled a lot of people, because nobody could figure out how the heck they're doing this. Why hasn't this already crashed? Well, because they got at least $21 trillion and siloed it, and they've been using it for all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you could do a lot of, even for America, you can do a lot with $21 trillion. I mean, our national budget's, what, $4 trillion? Right? So he
Absolutely.
Says, now we know how they did it. And is that running out? Are we going to get stuck with some massive reset of debt? And I think we will. And just like you can't keep paying people with, you know, box tops and candy wrappers, you're going to have to pay somebody in something that they can spend. And at some point, you know, this gravy train is going to end. And it's going to end hard and big. And so that's why, that's the whole, you know, what do you do? Well, it's like Bruce Lee. You know, you have to train every part of your body because you never know what you're going to need in a fight. And so, you know, I tell people they should have precious metals. I also tell people they should have a car title and a new set of tires on their car and maybe a new set of plugs and wires if you got 100,000 miles of the dang thing. And maybe you should, you know, have some canned food and some water stored. And, you know, maybe you should have some things other than, you know, medicine, some what you may need for. Because things may get really dicey. And that's what Chris Martinson's, things about. It's all kind of, they have all kinds of layers of stuff. And they go into great detail on how you can be resilient. And, you know, people were resilient in the Great Depression because they had to be. I mean, people lost everything. There were people who lost everything for a generation in the Great Depression. Maybe two. I mean, there were wealthy people that ended up living in the street. They lost everything. And so this is the greatest debt bubble in history, and we've had some of the greatest crimes in history. We've never had a failed coup and a president. That's what we had that. I mean, the geopolitical situation is awful. I mean, that's not good for a country's currency.
No.
That's why I'm bringing that up. I mean, we had a failed coup with President Trump, and they're still at it, actually. And which involved not only members of the deep state, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, listen, Mitch McConnell spent $33 million trying to keep Roy Moore from getting the candidacy for senator for what, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
And then they spent against him, and then they didn't help him when he came on, and then now we found out they had all kinds of shenanigans and all kinds of bots and all kinds of other stuff against him, and you know. But they, you know, this is Mitch McConnell. I mean, you'd rather have a Democrat in there, a New World Order Democrat, Mitch, because you made a ton of money with China, because I think he's a weasel. His wife, this
kid
came out in the book, Peter Schweitzer's latest book. I can't remember the title of it, but he disclosed that he made somewhere in the neighborhood or upwards of, I believe the number is what, let's say millions with his wife's personal contacts with her father, who's a Chinese national. They made millions of dollars with those contacts.
Yep.
She's like Dianne Feinstein. Why does she still have a security clearance? You had a Chinese spy as your quote-unquote driver for 20 years.
Well, you know, Greg, you made a comment a minute ago about the Depression and how people had to really buckle down and do what they had to do to survive. But today's generation is entirely different. We have many people now that live off the government dole that wasn't there back in during the Depression. What's going to happen to people that don't even have any idea how to plant a garden or how to build a shelter? I mean, this is a whole different generation.
Or change a tire. Or, I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you got people that don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked at a TV station. You got people that I had a photographer that said he used to always buy a stick shift vehicle. I said, why do you do that? He says, because you know what? Over half the people in this TV newsroom don't know how to drive this. I said, you're kidding me. He says, no. And so my vehicle, he's a chief photographer, doesn't get driven very much. They know how to drive an automatic. They know how to drive a stick. I think, oh my gosh, this is how stupid.
But the people are at least 9% less prepared than they were back in the 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And self sufficient.
They don't do anything.
No, they don't. They really don't.
So, but listen, there's all kinds of warning signs out there. I mean, people say, what should I do? Own your stuff. I had William Black, a professor of economics. He said, don't get into debt. Save some money. I've other people come out and say, own your stuff. You know, whether you buy gold or silver, I'm not going to make a bit. Some people shouldn't buy gold and silver. Some people should. They don't have enough money to do so. They should be buying water and food and a set of tires for the car. Okay? I have had people tell me this too. Hey, Greg, what should the little guy do? You're not going to want to hear this, okay? What you're really asking me is, what should the little guy do so I can live above my means and keep living my life and not having any worries whatsoever? Here's what you should do. Kill that data package. Get rid of your smartphone. Cut off your cable. Stop eating out at restaurants. Start riding a bike and try to not to spend so much money. Cut all your expenses all you can. Get some canned food. Get some water. Save some cash. Don't be going out to the movies. Don't be going. That's what you ought to be doing, little guys. They don't want to hear that. True. I had a guy say to me, what should a guy do with a 401k and a car payment and a house payment? You're stupid. You're done. You're toast. You're going to lose all that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What you're asking me is, how can I maintain my lifestyle, my indebted lifestyle, in my family? They think a 401k is a bank account. They think it's a form of wealth that can never be taken from them. Really? Ask the people at MF Global.
That's the target. That's the targets.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so people don't really, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, not everybody's going to be saved. I mean, you know, if you want to save yourself, it's going to be work for you. But that's the kind of people that write me. They write me and say, no, not all of them. But someone will write me with it. I actually got that email, I kid you not. What do you say to the guy with the 401k and the car payment and the house payment? And number one, you should have bought a beater car. You shouldn't have a car payment because you're stupid. Number two, maybe you should have a heck of a lot less of a house than what you got, or maybe you should have saved more money so you could have a much lower house payment with a down payment. But we don't do down payments anymore. It's nobody down payment. I had cousins of mine, and they ask me this 6 months after they buy the house, and they say, hey, I need some financial advice, yeah? I said, didn't you just have a no-money-down loan? Didn't the realtor talk you into that? Yeah, because it was so cheap. Really? You financed your closing costs. So you financed $5,000, roughly, of closing costs. You know what you're going to pay for that? About $25,000.
Yep.
You're stupid. I can't fix that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I certainly do, and I know the listeners do too, and because we're out of time, and I hate to end it. Wish we had another hour, Greg.
Excellent, Greg. Excellent.
Absolutely. Excellent information. I want to thank you for joining us today and spending the hour with us out of your busy schedule. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. And he left for me. That's too bad.